All right, so today we're going to dive deep into executive search,
Okay.
specifically with Atlantic Research Technologies, RT, founded back in 1987.
Wow.
Global firm focuses on placing senior and middle management, so kind of the upper echelons of the business world.
Yeah, definitely a niche market there.
Yeah, and we're just going to go through their website, kind of peel back the layers,
Yeah, okay.
see what makes them tick, figure out how they've stayed in business for so long.
Right, what's their secret sauce?
Yeah, exactly. And, what does all this mean for someone listening who wants to understand this world a little bit better?
Yeah, absolutely. Cut through the noise.
Exactly.
No fluff, just the good stuff.
So, yeah, over 30 years in the game.
Jeez, that's impressive.
Right, like 87, that's got to be before you and I were even.
Oh, yeah, way before.
Yeah, so, to stay alive in a business like that, especially when things are constantly changing.
Yeah, that's got to take some serious adaptability.
What do you think that says about their understanding of the market?
Well, clearly they're doing something right.
Yeah.
So, deep understanding. Definitely keeping their fingers on the pulse of the trends, economic ups and downs, all of that.
Yeah, they've weathered some storms, for sure.
For sure, for sure.
And the fact that they stick to senior and middle management,
Yeah, that's
it's
interesting.
not like they're trying to be everything to everyone.
Right, specialization.
What do you think's the value in that?
Well, you're not talking about entry-level positions here. These are the people who are really driving companies forward, making the big decisions.
High stakes.
High stakes, exactly. So
Yeah.
you need a certain kind of approach. It's not just about matching skills on a resume. It's understanding the nuances of leadership and company culture and all of that.
Yeah, fitting the puzzle pieces together.
Exactly.
Now, they don't do any advertising or job postings. It's all direct headhunting.
That's pretty old school.
Yeah, very targeted. What do you think the advantage is there?
Well, for the client, especially if you're trying to replace someone high profile, discretion is key, right?
Yeah, you don't want to tip your hand too early.
Exactly. And for the candidates, a lot of these people are at the top of their game. They're not actively looking for a new job.
Yeah, they're not browsing. Indeed.
No. So this way, you're getting access to this hidden talent pool, the passive candidates.
So you're saying it benefits both sides.
Absolutely. It's like a win-win.
Okay. Interesting. One thing that stood out to me is that they require their recruiters to have at least 10 years of experience in this very specific area.
10 years, that's a long time.
Yeah, senior level executive search.
Yeah.
So, what does that tell you about the kind of service they're providing?
I mean, first of all, these are seasoned professionals. They've seen it all.
Right, they got the battle scars.
Exactly. They know the pitfalls, they know how to navigate tricky situations, and more importantly, they've built up these incredible networks. They know where to find the right people.
That's got to be huge.
Oh, yeah. Connections are everything in this business.
And another thing, they handle all the searches internally. They don't outsource anything. Interesting. What do you make of that? Well, to me, it signals control, keeping everything in-house. Tighter security, especially for these high-level positions where confidentiality is so important.
That makes sense. No loose ends.
Right. They're not handing off sensitive information to third parties.
Smart.
Okay, let's talk about industry focus because they seem to do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I noticed that too. From semiconductors to nonprofits, it's a pretty wide range.
Yeah, it is. So is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, on the one hand, it shows they're resilient. If one sector takes a hit, they've got others to fall back on.
Right, diversification.
Exactly. But on the other hand, can they really be experts in everything?
Yeah, that's the question.
I mean, to truly understand the nuances of each industry, you need deep knowledge. Maybe they've got specialists within the firm who focus on certain areas.
Yeah, good point. We'd have to dig a little deeper to see how that works.
Definitely.
Now, geographically, they're all over the place. Over 100 countries, they say. They specifically mention the US and Canada, Asia.
Global reach for sure.
Yeah, they highlight Korea and Japan, Europe, Germany, and Switzerland.
So they're not just dipping their toes in the water. They've got a presence in these key markets.
Right. What does that tell you?
I think for multinational clients, that's a huge selling point. It means RT can handle complex international searches.
Thanks, S.
You need someone who understands the local landscape, the culture, the regulations. It's not just about finding someone with the right skills. It's about finding someone who can actually thrive in that environment.
Yeah, who's the right fit for that specific place? So
Exactly.
let's put on our client hat for a second. What would you say RT's main selling points are?
Well, first and foremost, the experience of their recruiters, that's a big one. Then you've got the targeted headhunting approach, which gives them access to a wider pool of
Right,
candidates.
people who aren't necessarily looking for a job.
Exactly. And then The global reach combined with that local expertise, that's huge for international companies.
Yeah, they check a lot of boxes.
They do, and they seem to really emphasize finding the best candidate, not just filling the position.
Right. Quality over quantity.
Exactly. And their fee structure is interesting too. It's all based on results.
So they're confident in their abilities.
Seems that way. If they don't deliver, they don't get paid.
High stakes.
Yep.
Now, what about their reputation? What kind of signals are they sending out there?
Well, obviously, their longevity speaks for itself. 30 plus years in business, that builds trust.
Track record.
And they mentioned being recognized in various global business publications. That adds credibility.
So they're not just tooting their own horn.
Right. They've got the accolades to back it up.
I think for potential candidates, the fact that they have a good reputation among senior management is important.
Oh, absolutely. You want to know that the top people in your field are willing to work with this firm?
It's a sign that you're in good hands.
Exactly.
Their website's pretty comprehensive, too. It lays out all their services, their expertise, their global reach, even some open positions.
Yeah, it's like a one-stop shop for both clients and candidates.
Yeah, lots of information, very transparent.
And they offer multilingual support too, which again reinforces their global focus.
Makes
They're
sense.
not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk.
All right, so big picture time. What do you see as RT's core strengths?
I think their strengths are pretty clear. Experienced recruiters, targeted headhunting, global reach with local understanding, client-centric approach, and of course, their long-standing reputation.
That's a pretty solid foundation.
It is.
But what about challenges? Where might they struggle?
Well, maintaining that deep industry knowledge across such a diverse portfolio, that's got to be a challenge.
Yeah, it's easy to spread yourself too thin.
Exactly. And as they grow, relying solely on in-house resources might become a bottleneck.
So scalability could be an issue.
Potentially.
Okay, last question. What's your overall outlook for RT?
Well, the world's only getting more globalized. The demand for strong leadership is always high, so I think they're well positioned for continued success.
So they've got a bright future.
I'd say so.
All right. Well, that's Atlantic Research Technologies in a nutshell, a seasoned player in the executive search game with a global footprint and a client-focused approach.
Yep, very interesting company.
Now, for you listening, think about what matters most to you in this world, whether you're a company looking to hire or a high flyer aiming for the top spot. Is it deep industry expertise, global connections, or just that proven track record of success?
Good question.
This deep dive into Artie should give you a framework for asking the right questions and finding the right partner.
Absolutely, food for thought.
Exactly.
Great discussion.
Yeah, thanks for diving in with me.
My pleasure.
And we'll see you next time on the Deep Dive.